go marching in. Oh, when the Spurs go marching in, I wanna be in that number. Oh, when the Spurs go marching in, oh, when the Spurs. Good morning, all. It's North London Derby Day. It's beautiful, isn't it? Isn't it beautiful? I got up all chillaxed, a couple of cocktails. Up about 4:30 doing the old FDD this morning. Got up, unusual actually, to print those sheets and see number 2 next to Spurs in the rank. I'm not used to that. And all the little gooners tucked in their beds, shaking, having night tremors. And then about 8:00, they started to appear on the chat, all started to appear talking about it, straight in with it. Oh, I've bought some candles, and lit everyone to pray for Pepe. Is Partey going to be fit? They're all worried about that. Is Partey going to be fit? I mean, they're a clever bunch, aren't they? Is Partey going to be fit? The answer, find out today. No shit, Sherlock. Well done, James. Yes, well done to you, son. Fucking bright spark. You are going to go a long way. Yeah, big game, innit? Big game. Fancy us today, I'll be honest. I do fancy us today. Get back top of that table. See how Fat Frank listens to the podcast, doesn't he? Played Giroud, see? Played Giroud. Got the equaliser. First time I've seen that keeper look dodgy in the Chelsea when he came running out. He looked a little bit all over the place. But as I said in the pod on Friday, I thought they were massive. And I got the over 2.5 at Montpellier. Got all sorts, everything. It's just non-stop. And I expect a few of you had Cadiz. I know Gertie did and a few others for sure had Cadiz last night. Just shows you in football. See, these are the games when you're putting the bets on, you think, well, that's got no chance. I tweeted a picture this morning. I started something looking at home outsiders. And I only did the results this morning. I knew Cadiz had won, but because I didn't put the bets on. Admiral Wacker beat Red Bull Salzburg. It found those two yesterday. About 40-odd points profit in those two games. It just shows you you can't have any opinions at all. Play the numbers. Keep going. Play them over time. And you do well. But well done to... I know I've seen a couple of screenshots of good money for wins on Cadiz. So well done. And well done for people sticking with it. Right, where are we? Where are we today? What else have we got? I've only got one NFL game. There's only one qualifier this week, and that is the Patriots +1.5 at the Chargers, 10-11. That is the only game. The Chargers were notable for collapsing. And if I had there got any football going, Ultimate Members, I sent you an email yesterday. You might want to read it if you've got any interest. Had a nice little Dio had a voucher the other day. I had a nice £40 voucher I woke up to as well this morning. Somebody had sent me. Thank you ever so much. I don't know how much that is appreciated. It was not necessary. But just thanking Sam and I for doing the pod and help over the summer and things. So very nice. I shall spend that wisely and let you know. But thank you ever so much. Very, very much appreciated. What am I looking for? I'm looking for football. That's what I'm looking for. Might help. First half goals are doing me at the minute, but we keep going. We plug away. Got one for today. 2:00, Bordeaux versus Brest. 2:00, Bordeaux versus Brest. First half goal. And at Espanyol, the 3:00 kickoff, Espanyol, if there hasn't been a second half goal by the 70th minute, they're playing Sporting Gijon, Espanyol Gijon, if there hasn't been a goal by the second half goal by the 70th minute, easy for you to say, and the score's not any other home win or any other way when it's one of the correct score lines, then drip lay the relevant goal market. So if it's 1-0, you would drip lay under 1.5. I think that's all I've got. It's NLD day. There's my little... I might go missing at 6:30. You never know. I love them all up with a high... Anxiety's bad for you, boys. You should chill out. Relax yourselves. Get yourself sit in the old lotus position and do a bit of that. I'm sure I had something else. It's the excitement of the day. I can't think what it is. I've gone. Brain's gone. Right, if I did have anything, I've forgotten it. There's no horses on a Sunday. So yeah, that's me. That is me done. So it's just the two football tips: Patriots plus 1.5 at the Chargers in the NFL. Have a beautiful Sunday. Enjoy it, Arsenal fans. Don't get too het up. Relax yourselves. It's really, really bad for you. Stress is a known killer. Just chillax, like me, a chillaxed individual. That's it. Yeah, and the old Hammers, they're out of the top five. That was. I watched that game. I had it on my iPad while I was trading, and they were good, weren't they? First half, West Ham, and United looked absolutely desperate. But what was Haller doing? What was that? Is he got ice skates on? I mean, genuinely, I could have scored that. And then everybody's texting me saying North London Derby Day. The phone's ringing off the hook, red hot. And then, yeah, United, another comeback. And an absolute tale of two halves. United, West Ham folded like a pack of cards. Anyway, I will see you or speak. No, I won't see you. Well, that's nonsense. I will speak to you all tomorrow. Have a beautiful Sunday. Enjoy yourselves. And I'll be back with you tomorrow for a bit of Mindset Monday.